Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Close-eyed and flat-tailed.
Flat-tailed. What did you get run over? Are you roadkill?
That's it.
Roadkill Raposa. Huh?
That's it. How are you doing?
So far, so good. It's a beautiful Sunday in Jefferson.
Don't you just hate people that are cheery in the morning?
Yes, I do. That's why I try not to be one.
But we run your board, so you kind of have to like us.
Yes, you
well,
do.
She's today awesome. Is National Grump Day.
Well, that's... No, you got that dialed 365.
I do. So we want to be grumpy. Today is Grump Day, folks.
Okay, so Terry's going to be grumpy for all of us.
I'm going to be
grumpy. Be happy.
Did Wynn say something? I missed it.
National Grumpy Day is actually October 15th.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well,
she's like a walking calendar.
There we go.
Seriously, October 15th?
In honor of the world's favorite grouch, Oscar from Sesame Street was created on October 15th. This is the day to celebrate all the grouches we know.
Oh, okay, yeah. So October 15th.
Oh, is that a Sunday?
I will look that up.
Okay.
That'll
she'll
be your
find out. But
second
oh, yeah.
Favorite day of the year, huh?
Oh, man. We could have. How good would that be?
Here you're making up dates and they already exist.
Yeah, well.
No, that'll be on a Tuesday.
There's a holiday for almost everything. October 15th this year is on a Tuesday.
Well, maybe
you'll have to call in
Carl to do it.
Yeah, you'll have to call in and harass Carl.
Yeah, Linda.
Grump Day.
I don't know if that'd be an aha moment or not.
Actually, I think Tuesday would mean it's Ken Murray.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
okay. Well, that'll work. Go. We can call perfect. Ken and harass him, too. We are equal opportunity harassers.
We are. You have some announcements, huh?
I do. You want me to make them?
Yeah.
I will do that. I will do that now so people can find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday, September 6th. Well, actually, no. Let's start with tomorrow because we'll start...
Are you sure?
Most current, yes. Tomorrow, Monday, August 12th, 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview Road, at the church that still remains nameless, where we have our Patriot meetings. Citizens in opposition to the Fountain Wind Project, Joseph Ossa and Beth Messick. You want to come and find out what's going on regarding the windmills, the big turbines, gizmos that they're going to be that people are proposing to have built. And these folks are in opposition to it, so find out what's going on. If you know where those are up on the Hatchet Ridge, you can see them from Reading. The ones that they're forecasting to build or proposing to build are at least twice that size. Something to think about. So just if you want to come and hear what's going to be said and find out from the people that are involved, that would be great because that's what we're going to have at the meeting tomorrow night. And you can get your questions answered and all that good stuff. So come check it out. And that's, again, 6 o'clock tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And then on August 27th. Getting my date screwed up here. I can't do this for anything. October 27th is the – no, that's wrong. I'm not reading it right. Okay, back up. September 6th, we're going to – do the constitutional carry down at the Robert Matsui Courthouse in Sacramento. I apologize for that. September 6th, 9 a.m., it's a Friday, Robert Matsui Courthouse down in Sacramento, and we're calling all liberal, liberty-loving patriots. Liberty-loving patriots. So come on down. I'm not made for this job. And if you want to ride the bus, there's a bus available, and you want to call 246-9706 to get your seat reserved. They're $30 per person. The bus holds 56 people, so they need to get it completely reserved, fill all seats, or the bus will not be going. So I just want everybody to know that. So do it soon so it can be confirmed as reserved. And then you would make a check out to Sally, and then she will hold the check until it's completely reserved, and then she will cash the check and then pay the bus company. So 246-9706, get a hold of Sally, and get your seats reserved.
Now, the Second Amendment rally on the 6th, folks, is very important. When you stop and think about the fact that now concealed carry is considered a privilege. Not considered, it is a privilege. In other words, the sheriff can either allow you to conceal carry or not. Open carry of a loaded weapon is the only right we have under the Second Amendment that's protected, and that's as per the Supreme Court, their opinion, and the Ninth Circuit, which agreed with the opinion. It's important that everybody go. We're going to wear holsters, and we're going to open carry a pocket constitution.
In the holster.
In the holster. Now, folks, this is very important to go. I mean, I don't even know how to put the emphasis on this any more than you need to take off work or close your business. We need to show up at 9 a.m. at the Robert Matsui Courthouse. We need to show up there. It's on 501 I Street in Sacramento. There's lots of parking there. Amtrak's right next door. There's bathrooms there. Also, there is a lot of parking. You need to go, because if we get a sheriff, and this is as per our sheriff last Monday night, if we get a sheriff that does not allow you or give you permission to conceal carry, or say, gee whiz, you know what, Wynn, I'm not going to hand these out anymore, so you won't be able to renew your CCW, and you're not allowed to open carry because we have sheriffs that won't issue that, and they can. In fact, in counties of under 200,000, California law does say that a sheriff can issue a 26-150-B2, which is an open carry permit, but they do not. So if they don't issue you an open carry, and if they don't allow you to conceal carry, or a new sheriff decides, gee whiz, I'm just not going to renew those, you're kind of up a creek. Now, are we going to allow this? And what does that mean? Do we sit on our butts, watch TV? Frankly, again, it's September the 6th. Now, the bus leaves at 5 a.m. in the morning. It's $30 a person. I think the bus leaves at 6 a.m., and it arrives there probably about 9. And there's also going to be a stop in Red Bluff and in Corning. So you folks out there in Red Bluff and Corning can definitely hitch a ride. We need $30 a person. If you're coming to the Patriot meeting at 2570 South Bonneview Road tomorrow night, please bring your check. If your name's on a list and you don't give us a check, we can't get the bus. And I'll just be straight up. The last time we did a bus, I had to cover it for about $400. And I think people need to have the responsibility to go down there and to stand up for their rights. We are not going to allow them to take our guns, are we? Or are we?
Nope.
530-246-9706 if you want to call Sally and you want to go ahead and get a seat on the bus, and we need a check for $30. Also, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567 if you want to call in. This particular rally we're going to have is the most important rally that you've ever been to. This court case will decide whether or not you have a constitutional right, and that's the crazy part about this. My question is, for maybe our sheriff, if you're okay with 10,000 people, and you kind of brag about this a bit, you've given out 10,000 CCWs, then why would you be afraid of those people open carrying? And up until 2012, we were allowed to open carry, even though you had to have your magazine and your bullets in another pocket, but you were allowed to open carry, and there didn't seem to be a problem up until 2012. So that's from the inception of California, and even frankly before that, to 2012. I proposed that question to our sheriff. Why does it make his officers, as he stated, nervous now? And why would you be nervous about people that you issued a CCW to? In most cases, people would say, well, you know, I'm going to keep my weapon under my shirt. I know that I would. I would probably wear a shirt out. That's the way I wear my shirts, because of my beautiful body. But the point is that, you know, this whole thing is political and about control. 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. And time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock. Like a rock, I was strong as I could be. Like a rock, nothing ever got to me. Like a rock, I was something to see. Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
We need to be like a rock.
Man, I don't move very fast at all.
Yeah, you know, Second Amendment's pretty important.
You think?
Just saying.
You think?
And there are 7 million gun owners out there. Where are you? You need to be on September the 6th at 9 o'clock in front of the Robert Matsui Courthouse, walking around it chanting.
Chanting.
It's our right. It is our right. The sheriffs don't have the right to give us permission for a constitutional right. The sheriffs don't have rights.
Not in their official capacity, they don't. As an individual person, they do. They have
the same
right.
Not in their official capacity. And but I use the term sheriff, not the person's name.
Correct. And it makes you wonder, you know, if this is happening and if the sheriff as an individual would do this, give this to their family, any of their family members. Why or why not?
Oh, that's a good
do
point.
Do they not trust their own family? And then, therefore, they don't trust the rest of the sovereign citizens in which they answer to?
You know, what's amazing to me, too, is that the Second Amendment's very important. And as I said, we had our sheriff in on Monday night here in Shasta County. And he had endorsed Megan Daly, which is his prerogative, of course. He had endorsed her before the other candidates many of the candidates had even
declared,
which is a little strange. I usually wait to see who's on the ball field first.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about the Second Amendment at length, and his comment was, well, I did not, it wasn't just the Second Amendment. And I said, well, what issue was it? And he says, well, water. Well, you know, she was endorsed by the sheriffs about 3 months ago, maybe longer. And last month at the Republican Central Committee, Megan Daly, when she was trying to get their
endorsement,
stated that she didn't know that much about the water issues, and frankly, she didn't know whether to raise the dam or not because she didn't know the issue. And about the Klamath dams, well, she wasn't really clear on the issue. So I would wonder if the sheriff, maybe he talked to her about water. She must have forgot everything that she told him that persuaded him to endorse her between the time he endorsed her and she got to the Republican Central Committee. But I would think the endorsement of the Republican Central Committee would be important.
Oh, I would think so, too.
Wouldn't you? I mean, how would you have a major brain meltdown there
mm-hmm.
where you forgot everything? You know, the fix is in, folks. There's something going on here. There's something going on. There's something going on with all these different little political moves. There's some interesting articles about some certain factories and some certain ways that, oh, you know, it's kind of like raising the ashes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's all politics, and that's the thing. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but people that are in power, and they think they're in power, but they're actually supposed to be representing us, every one of us, all the sovereign citizens of our county and of our district and of our state. They're not doing it. They're not doing it properly. They're not doing it morally and ethically, and it's proven with the data that keeps coming out. So just keep your eyes peeled, do your homework. Pay attention to the details and watch what's happening. Keep your ears peeled. Keep your mind open. The biggest thing you need to do is keep your mind open. And I know there are a lot of people out there that already have preconceived ideas about certain things, and that's not the way you want to do it. If you want to have a representative that's going to fight for you, you need to pay attention to the details.
And make sure that they're fighting for you and not themselves and their own private interests and their own personal gain. Richard, how you doing, buddy? Richard's on the line here.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Richard.
So we asked a lot of questions of Mr. Bosenko the other night, and I'm sure there was quite a few unstated questions.
Are you talking about Sheriff Bosenko? Sheriff Bosenko?
Thank you, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and, you know, his whole issue with open carry is it would make people nervous, anxious, et cetera. You know, the funny thing is, you know, he could give like a 90-day notice that he's issuing open carry in the county. Social media, the local media, it would make it to Sacramento media. Everybody in the state would know, hey, 90 days, if you go to Shasta County, you're going to see guns on people's hips. No big deal. And so, you know, then where would the angst be and the anxiety be if everybody had a heads up that it was occurring? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Well, that's a great idea. You know, the funny part about that, too, is that up until 2012, you could open carry.
That was only 7 years ago.
So 7 years, I mean, but in 7 years, after 165 years, in 7 years, people get nervous? I think your idea is brilliant. I think you ought to write a letter to the editor. I think that's a great idea. I think
you're right. Thanks, guys. Good show.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. But
see, open-minded there. Open-minded.
the simple fact of saying that we have to, again, ask permission of a constitutional right. You know, the right to bear arms is not a privilege. The right to bear arms is what it is. And I know we've been pounding this thing pretty good, but let's stop and think about this, folks. There are three things that encompass everything we're fighting for liberty. Three things is it. You can take all the other issues, whether it be Common Core, whether it be water issues, whether it be land issues, whatever it may be. You can have all these different, all these different issues, and you can wrap them up into three things. Number one, representation. Without it, nothing else matters.
Amen.
Two, the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment covers us and makes sure that we can protect our rights and protect ourselves and our families and protect everything. The third thing is electing good people that are honest people into office, keeping them accountable. And that ties in with the first one, representation, because we need to have more than one assemblyman for every 500,000, more than one senator for every million.
Got that
right. So, Steve, you're on the line.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So far, so good.
Hey, real quick, I was wondering if you guys ever watched that YouTube video from John Miculek, M-I-C-U-L-E-K. It's about open carry versus concealed. It's a 14-minute video, and boy, is it poignant. And he tells the pros and cons and how what to do and what not to do. But the biggest issue is that when you open carry and you're in a crowd of people, you don't know what's going to happen. And it's very, very, very dangerous. Now, I'm for open carry and all that, but if you guys want to watch a good video that gives both sides of the issue, and he suggests when you do concealed carry, you wear a vest, like a fishing vest, it's a great video. The second point is, what's that number for that bus ride?
So what's it's 246-9706.
246-9706, but I do want to bring up one thing about what you just said. What you just said, there's no argument to. Because if concealed carry is not a right, Steve, in other words, concealed carry is not a right, your sheriff can take it from you whenever he wants. The only protected right, according to the opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States of America and the Ninth Circuit, who agreed with the United States Supreme Court, is open carry of a loaded weapon.
But wasn't he talking about when you go into a crowd about concealing?
No, but he was talking about the concealed carry is better. Of course, it probably is better. But the point is that it isn't a matter of what you can allow. Open carry is the only thing protected.
Correct, yes.
That's the whole point. So it's a moot point whether you open carry or conceal carry, because if open carry is the only right you have and your sheriff can take away your concealed carry anytime he wants to, then open carry is the only right you have.
We're on the same page. I agree with you guys 100%. But I just say, just look at the whole picture, and I agree with you 100%.
Well, you know,
it's out there. So if you haven't ever seen the video, look at it, because it's really, really informative.
Well, what's the name of the spelling again?
It's his name is
Steve
John
Jerry M-I-C-U-L-E-K. And it's a 14-minute video, open carry versus conceal. It's really informative. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, Steve. I need you to, because we're talking over each other, and then the delay on the radio here. Spell the name again, please. The last name. The first name is Jerry.
Yeah.
No, wait. Hold on. The first name is Jerry, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now spell the last name.
M-I-C-U-L-E-K.
Perfect. Okay, there we go.
Perfect.
All right.
And you know, the thing is that the concealed carry, I mean, yeah, I think that's be the preferred thing to do. I mean, we talked about that earlier in the program. I'm sure that's preferred. The problem is it's not a right.
Right.
That's the problem. And, you know, if concealed carry was a right, we wouldn't be having the conversation. But the thing is, it's not a right.
I agree with you guys 100%.
Yeah, and, you know, that happened because of Young versus Hawaii. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. This September the 6th is the most important date for all you folks, even if you don't have a weapon.
All of us.
All of us.
All
we
of
need
us.
To get down there. You need to stand up there. The second protects the first.
That's right.
The second protects the first. The second protects the rest.
Yes.
Understand, this is not playtime. It doesn't matter. It's not time for mimosas. It's not time to, you know, to talk about
no lobbing softballs. Let's get it done.
You know, it's time to get it going. It's time to get.
I'll see you guys down there in Sacramento on the 6th.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, have a great call, and thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Mark.
Good morning, Mark. How
are
you?
How are you, buddy?
Doing just fine. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Feisty.
Good.
Feisty.
We're just talking over people all morning.
Yeah,
so
we're feisty.
We'll treat you the same way.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Jerry Miculek, for people who don't know, he's arguably the fastest shot in the world. And he has tons of videos on YouTube. He and his entire family really are the top competitors, shooting competitors in the world, arguably. But so his videos are worth watching. But, you know, I just want to talk about this open versus concealed. And you know, that's the conversation a lot of people default to. Open carry, that's just not preferable, because then you don't have the element of surprise. You don't have this, you don't have that. I mean, but there are other arguments to that. I have helped some friends. One guy, his name is Don. I won't mention his last name, but he's since passed away. But when he got his concealed carry permit, and he asked me for help with, you know, holster choice and how to do certain things and how to effectively be able to employ his concealed weapon. And, you know, here's the problem with concealed weapon, particularly for people who need the weapon for defense the most, and that would be someone who physically isn't able to fist fight in the event of a mugging or a robbery. And a lot of times these concealed carry things, if you have, you know, arthritis, or if you're a little older and a little slower, you can't get the gun out in time to use it because your clothes are in the way, your holster's in the way, just everything's in the way. So I don't know. I mean, I could argue the concealed carry is the superior choice. It is a choice, and that's the point. And it is a tactical choice. And there's another aspect of that. For example, the weapon that I own that would be most effective is not a weapon that's easy to hide. I mean, the weapon that I have that's easiest to hide is not the most effective weapon beyond about 7 yards or 10 yards, because the barrel sight radius is too short. It's such a small gun. I have big hands. It's a little harder to grip effectively when you have giant ham-fisted hands. And whereas the gun with the bigger grip is the best choice, and it's not easily concealed. So, you know, let's go back to the guilty conscience aspect of this. Is concealed carry really concealed?
Mark, you need to hold your thought, because we have to go off to a hard break.
Okay.
Right. But hold your thought and come right back to that. And we'll come right back to Mark Baird. A very important point. We'll come back. Time has come.
For 51.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Masabi, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, you had a great thought. Go ahead.
Well, let's just continue that.
Yes, yes, please.
So there are problems that concealed carry presents if you don't have the right equipment. And there's some great equipment out there. But as, Cindy and I have said many times, you end up with a box full of holsters by the time you find the one that's right for you, that fits good, that's comfortable, that holds the pistol, that's concealable, that is easily accessible but not too easily accessible. And I mean, one of the arguments against open carry is that if you're openly carrying your gun, you present yourself as a target where a mugger could come up to you and steal your gun. Yeah, I mean, that's also a concern and a consideration. Do you have retention on your holster? Is it level 2 or 3 retention? Do you know how to get the retention device off quickly? Is it presented in such a manner that the mugger could get the retention device off quickly? So all of those things are definitely things that people need to think about. But here's the problem for us. First of all, if you have your pistol on your hip and you're a law-abiding citizen, what is the difference between having your pistol on your hip and having your pistol on your hip with your warm shirt over the top of it?
Amen.
To the freezing cold side? Are you really concealing your gun, or do you have your gun bolted onto your belt in the same place you always have it on, but some days you got a shirt on and some days you don't? The other aspect of that is that the conceal of a firearm indicates that you're attempting to conceal a crime. When someone's concealing something, they're intentionally hiding it from view for a purpose, and that was used to be the legal description of concealed. I'm concealing the drugs in the car, or the suspect had his switchblade concealed inside his pants in order to ambush his victim or whatever. So there's a certain amount of guilty conscience associated with the term concealed, but now the state has morphed that argument into simply having it out of view from the general public. Is there a tactical advantage to that? Yeah, maybe. In certain circumstances, sure there is. In other circumstances, maybe not. But then we get back to the point of the republic itself. The state of California is a state that was formed to protect our freedom. It was formed by Christian men and women in an attempt to protect freedom from the next biggest fish on the block, presumably the federal government. The federal government was formed by the 13 colonies and the people in them in order to protect our liberty. And one of our liberties is the right to protect our own lives and the right to protect our families, our friends, our communities, and to protect people who cannot or will not protect themselves. That is a fundamental, God-given, human, pre-constitutional, pre-governmental right. You have that right as a human being, whether you participate in society or not, according to William Blackstone. And so we have to ask ourselves, if the government, if Sheriff DeCinco wants to remove your right to protect your own life, why on earth would he want you to vote? If you can't be trusted to defend yourself, how can you be trusted to vote? How can you be trusted to be a normal member of society, a normal member of the society you live in right now? If you can't even be trusted with a method of defense of self and the people around you, I mean, for example, there was a guy with a gun, I guess, apparently at one of those shootings, and he helped to dissuade the shooter. He was a legitimately armed CCW guy or something. Now, did it save any lives? I don't know. I mean, he probably doesn't even know. But the point is, it was possible. In the Gilroy shooting, there were no concealed carry holders there. There were no weapons there, right? That was a gun-free zone. Law-abiding, lawful people who could and should be trusted by the government they formed were prohibited from having a means of self-defense. So what did the murderer boy do? He cut a hole in the fence, he brought his gun in anyway, and he used it to murder innocent, good people who should have had the ability to defend themselves, but their own government doesn't trust them with the tool. By taking away the tools from law-abiding citizens, are you going to stop crazy people from doing crazy things? That is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard in my life, and anybody that makes it is a fool and shouldn't be trusted with a badge.
Well, you know what they say. They say that better to seem a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. So anyway, we have someone on the line here, Mark. Bob?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Mark or us? Or?
I got a question. Anyway, I know we're having a bus September 6th. If we can get more than 56 people, if we get 112 altogether, is it possible we could get two buses?
Well, the thing that we have to do, Bob, is pay for the first one, and right now we aren't even... We're not even halfway there. It's one thing to say you want to go on the bus, but if that's why we're saying that tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneville Road, at the meeting we're going to have, we would ask the people who have signed their names up to bring a check. So, and Sally will not cash those checks until and only until we have filled the bus. So, if we get 2,000 people, we could probably get buses. But, you know, the deal is that a lot of people are driving down. I mean, you know, you get in the car and drive down. I mean, the whole point is people need to take off work. They need to take off their business. They need to shut their business. They need to be there. We need to be there in mass, thousands and thousands of people.
That is true. And I will get on the bus if that's the way it is. If I have to drive people down, I will do that also. But what I was wanting to know, and you've answered it, if we could get enough to take two buses, can we get two buses to go? That's, you know.
Well, the deal is, let's get the first one first.
Yes, I know. We've had trouble before.
Yeah.
I've been in on that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Sure, Bob.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, you guys are doing fabulous. Keep it up.
Thank you. So, Kemosabe, you made a good point. I really want to touch on what you just said. You made such a great point about the pros and cons of open carry and concealed carry. But as you've stated before, and rightly so, concealed carry is almost a moot point because that's only a privilege, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, that is the point in the end. You know, you have a situation where the government itself and its shields in the court, that's what they are, they're just democratic shields in the Ninth Circuit, have declared that concealed carry is not your right. It is a privilege. States can ban it, regulate it. They can do whatever they want with it. They can deny you. They can give it to you. And I'll give you a quick example of that. Santa Clara, where the Gilroy Festival was, Santa Clara County has 113 operative concealed carry permits for 1.5 million people. Now, that is not because more people haven't applied. That's because Santa Clara County, the sheriff there, does not trust the people who elected him to defend themselves and their families. So the government itself, now I just want you to ask yourselves this, and it's a genuine question that you have to answer in your own heart. Is the government that doesn't trust you worthy of your trust? They do not trust you with the same tools they have to defend themselves. Because remember, a police officer does not have a weapon to defend you. He has no obligation to defend you, no duty, no responsibility, and can't be held liable for failing to protect you. Now, typically, their weapons are used to defend life, but in the immediate sense, they're used to defend their own lives because they have no idea who else is going to be in danger at any given time. And once again, they have no governmental or legal responsibility to protect you from crime or violence or anything else for that matter. It's a goal. It's a goal that I share, but it isn't a responsibility, and they're different. You are the only one responsible to protect your own life. because if you lose your own life, obviously you've lost something pretty important. And you are responsible to defend the lives of your family and your community from threat that presents itself to you in your presence. Because when violence is seconds away, the cops are only minutes away.
Well, you know, and a comment was made by our police chief here, who is going to soon be retired. I think the ripe old age of 54 or 55, but he's soon going to be retired. He's been replaced by an officer that's been with RPD for quite some time as our new police chief. But he had mentioned the same thing you did, Mark, and rightly so, that you need to protect yourself. The police may not be there. However, no police chief that I know of in history has, in Reading, has ever issued a CCW even. And, you know, I think the thing is that it all sounds good. And, oh, gosh, you know, pat yourself on the back because you're giving people permission for their own constitutional right. To me, I find that just highly disturbing.
Well, it's disturbing on many levels. Let's just look at the most obvious one. So you think you're going to get permission to be allowed to carry a concealed weapon in a certain manner, in a certain way, and in certain places, and that permission is only months away, but your life is taken in the morning. Or you have this permission and it's coming and boy, I'm all set. I need to go get my stuff and I'm not really sure what's the best stuff. But in the ensuing months, I mean, just as an example, and I was a peace officer, my concealed carry permit took 6 months. Well, I'm sure glad nothing happened in that 6 months. And even with the concealed carry permit, well, you can carry it this way, you can carry this, that, and the other thing, but, you know, you can't just carry any of the guns in your safe. You can only carry the ones that the sheriff approves of. They have to be on your permit. There's only space for three. You know, I mean, really, is that enjoyment of a constitutional, God-given guarantee? Nah, it's not. That is the government doling out little tiny bits of, I wouldn't even call it liberty, of just the God-given right that you already possess and government has to bless you before you can exercise it. So you may have a tactically superior position when you have a CCW, and if you want one of those, apply for it. And if the sheriff thinks you're worthy, he may give it to you, but the next sheriff may take it away. But if you want to exercise a right, apparently, according to the court in this state, it is open carry. Now, the state's history flies in the face of that because for 113 years, no one objected to you strapping on a weapon and going wherever you want. And in fact, for 113 years in this state, you could put on your pistol and leave the house like you did every single day and walk straight into the state capitol and no one would have said a word. And that changed because a minority group that scared Governor Reagan and his minions in the capitol at the time, and so they stripped everyone of their constitutional God-given right to self-defense in order to get back at the Black Panthers and the 20 guys that had their little demonstration at the Capitol. So you ask yourself, what is the worthiness of a government that is willing to strip the rights of tens of millions of people in order to show 20 people who's boss? What kind of government is that? And do you really trust that government with oversight of your liberty?
Well, and keep in mind, too, the analogy between the California Capitol operations and the Oregon Capitol operations. Mark, you and I were up in Oregon, a month and a half ago, and we both were able to walk in without any detection, nothing whatsoever, other than a state trooper standing in the lobby directing people which way to go for whatever they were looking for. We walked right through the door. There was no metal detector, nothing, and we both were carrying. And so we walked in, did what we needed to do, and we left, and no big deal. Nobody got hurt. Nothing happened. Nobody knew we were even carrying.
Well, I got to ask the question, do you really trust the government that doesn't trust you?
Nope.
Why do they
nope.
trust you to vote? Well, they don't, because they're faking votes in this state left and right.
That's
this
right.
This government does not trust its own citizens. I do not trust this government. I will exercise my right. I will not be dissuaded. And if we want to affirm and validate that right, we need to show up in court.
Absolutely. And show up to support.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to go off to our last break. We've got about 10 minutes left. We're going to do a quick break here. The phone number here is 605-4567, 605-4567. If you have a question for us or you have a question for Mark Baird, call it in and make it short. Time has come
for 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Jefferson, state of mind.
We have just a few minutes left, and we've got Alan on the line. Alan, what's on your mind, buddy?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Thank you for the good radio show.
Okay.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
Yeah. We didn't really know. We're not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today. What's on your mind, buddy?
I have a question about California's gun rights law. You guys mentioned it was during Reagan's time when they started cutting everything back in California.
Yes, that was
mentioned.
That's
what Mark said, yes.
Right, and so I understood that it was Attorney General Vandy Camp that said if you'd ever been convicted of a felony, you will never, ever get your rights reinstated, and you will always be a felon. And I have a friend that was convicted of some possession charge back in the 80s.
Right.
In Nevada.
Right.
And because he did a probationary here in California, California is saying you can never have your gun rights back. Although in Nevada, he has gone back to court and had his record sealed, expunged, and then the attorney said that's all you need to do. He went back and even had his civil rights completely restored in the state of Nevada. And then when California said no to him, the attorney in Nevada sent letters to California asking why not, why won't you abide by the original court's decision. They just flashed back saying Attorney General Vandy Camp's decision back in the 70s or 80s or something, and you can never do anything. And then they did say there is one thing you could do, which is a presidential pardon. And I thought that sounds like a far stretch on the story, but from what I've heard, that's the story.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Mark, what say you, sir?
Yeah, that's all true. He's absolutely correct about that. The state of California is a lawless state run by liars and felons.
Yep.
Their goal is to subjugate you and control you, and they're doing it. And unless we fight back and unless we regain the rights that God has given us, shame on us. Because, you know, you're standing there as a person who owns your own life, and you're asking a cop to save it for you, And what you're doing is saying his life is only worth the $30,000 a year we pay him, and your life isn't worth anything to you because you're not even willing to stand up for yourself. I mean, look, this is the right God gave you. Exercise it or let it go. But if you let it go, shut up and sit down.
Anyway, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that, buddy.
Not the only advice you could have for would be to either move back to the state of Nevada or
Either move back to the state of Nevada or get the presidential pardon or show up with us in Sacramento on September 6th and let's take our right to open carry without a permit back from this state because we're the ones that own it, not them.
You're here.
Amen.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Mark, that's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, the people, I can't emphasize this enough. You know, again, you know, get down there by hook or by crook. It's easy. If you're in Placer County or El Dorado County or Sacramento County or Glen County, I mean, you're close. You're close. I mean, Placer County, what are you, an hour away?
And you don't have
to be. El Dorado, you're an hour away.
You don't have to be from Jefferson County.
No.
You can be from
any county.
In the state, or even out of state if you want.
Yeah.
Come on over and, you know, help get this taken care of.
I know we
support.
Have some folks from San Francisco that
are
coming and some folks from the Bay Area. And, you know, come on. This is your rights. If we don't stand up for this, you know, don't complain when they come take your stuff.
You're just going to get in that cheese line.
Looks like we have another caller, Mark. Roberta, how you doing, Roberta?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, you know what? Oregon, I think, got a taste of the people. When those trucks and people showed up for the logging industry.
Yep.
So if we can show up in Sacramento... Sacramento's going to say, oh, my gosh, the people are back.
Yes, they will.
So yeah. I will be there.
Okay, one other thing I want to mention on this. Now, we're going to be walking around the Robert Matsui Courthouse. We're going to be walking around it. We're going to be in front of it. We're going to be having speakers. We're going to go out there and use our constitutional right of free speech and right to assemble. Now, here's and right to redress grievances. And we're
right to carry.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that stuff, but I want to make it clear to folks, there are some people that may want to walk to the Capitol. That's fine. But remember, on Friday, there's nobody at the Capitol. They all go home on Thursday. All your legislators on Thursday.
They're what, 4-day work weeks or 3.5-day work weeks?
Yeah, you know, we get to pay them from cradle to grave. And yeah, anyway, so they're... Yeah, they're going to be gone anyway. So we want to stay around the Robert Matsui Courthouse. There's a lot of different buildings there, state buildings. You know, we need to show up in force. Mark's right. You know, this is the time to show up. This is the reason to show up. You know, we have three things. Representation. Without that, we have nothing. Without the Second Amendment to protect that representation and that liberty, we have nothing. And if we don't use that representation to put in people in office that are going to follow the Constitution, again, we have nothing. But those three things are the three things that we need to do to protect everything else. Those are the three things we have to have. I mean, all this other stuff is stuff that fits in all those three things.
Amen.
Let's focus on something simple. Representation, Second Amendment, and electing people in office who are constitutional, not politicians, and not people who are being put in there because somebody else is going to make a buck off them.
That's right.
Well, that's right, and it also will speak to people who think that there's nothing we can do.
Amen.
We can show them, oh, yes, there is.
Thank you, Roberta.
Perfect.
You're an awesome person. Thank you, Roberta.
Thank you.
Mark, we got 1 minute. You want to take us home, Kemosabe?
Or less.
Yeah, Noah Webster said, before tyranny can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a superior force to any the government might muster. We need to remember that in California, this state is a socialist state run by felons and liars and crooks, and the right, the natural God-given right to defend oneself, community, state, and nation is being taken from us. If you're okay with that, then fine. I don't want to hear from you. I don't even really want to know you. But here's my final statement. Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Amen.
And let's take our rights back.
Sounds good, my good friend. Also, we have Sovereign Minds coming up. You know, if there's people who wanted to call in and comment more on this Second Amendment issue, I don't think Mark, Red, and Linda will mind at all. So if you want to call in here, you know, we're all working together here. You know, this is a joint battle.
All right.
We need to win the war, and time has come.
For 51.